Good afternoon. The Committee on Banking and Insurance will come to order. Ms. Green will call the roll.
Chair Benequisto?
I'm here.
Senator Richter? Senator Richter? Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Here.
Senator Monford?
Here.
Senator Negron?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Smith? Quorum present.
Thank you, Ms. Green. We'll move to tab one, members, which is Senate Bill 340 on vision care plans, presented by our favorite Senator Latvala.
Thank you very much. Senate Bill 340 is the same bill that
thank you for that explanation, Senator Latvala. Do we have any questions, members?
Madam Chair.
Senator Lee.
Yes, and this may not be a question for Senator Latvala, but usually a piece of legislation seeks to solve a problem or an anticipated problem. What's going on in the industry that gives rise to the need for this sort of changes?
My understanding.
Any additional questions? Seeing none, we do have two comment cards. One is Ms. Nancy Stewart, who waves in support of the bill, and David Rambo, who'd like to speak. Thank you. Having waved in support, Mr. Rambo, thank you for being here. Do we have debate on this bill, members? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I think I'll wave close.
Having waved. Having waived his close. Well, Ms. Green, please call the roll on Senate Bill 340.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Monford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Chair Benequisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Thank you. Next, members, we'll move to tab two, which is our final bill on the agenda today, which is Senate Bill 376 on individuals with disabilities by Senator Huckel. Senator Huckel, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senators, for this opportunity. Many of you saw last week when our president and speaker held a press conference, and they said they hope to pass a series of bills early in session to expand educational and economic options for Floridians with disabilities. But that's one of the bills is this bill that's before you. You heard this bill last year, and what it's designed to do is promote economic independence and successful employment of individuals with disabilities. It requires DFS to establish a website, which is a clearinghouse of information, on their website, and then also to develop a brochure that can be given out to persons with information. The public depositories, meaning the banks, will actually distribute the brochures upon request, even though they are printed and distributed by DFS, and then they will provide a hyperlink to a website, to DFS's website, on the bank's website, which would provide the information. One change from last year is the fact this bill does provide that the banks, the qualified public depositories, will not be subject to civil liability as a result of the distribution or non-distribution of the brochure or providing the website information on their bank website. There is a requirement of one position and monies used to implement the program, though I understand from DFS that amount may be much lower, because they're now telling us they probably will not require a special person, an individual person, to be assigned to this particular task and can do it with someone else on staff. But I don't have those exact numbers, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Huckel, for that explanation. Do we have questions? Seeing no questions on the bill, we do have Dixie Sansom, who represents the ARC of Florida, waving in support, and Ms. Elizabeth Boyd, on behalf of CFO Jeff Atwater, waving in support. We're back on the bill. Do we have debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Huckel, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, thank you.
All right, having waved her closed, Ms. Green will call the roll.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Richter? Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, show Senate Bill 376 reported favorably. And with no other business to come before the committee, Senator Simmons moves we adjourn.